A new study finds that people who have done mentally stimulating activities over a lifetime have lower levels of the protein deposits in the brain associated with Alzheimer's disease. The new findings support other research that suggests reading and writing and playing games may lower the risk of dementia. Researchers worked with a group of 65 older adult volunteers who did not have any symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. They answered questions about how often they engaged in stimulating mental activities throughout their lifetimes. They also got PET brain scans, which can identify beta amyloid deposits. Those deposits are found in the brains of people who have Alzheimer's. University of California, Berkeley research scientist Susan Landau says the study showed a link between the quantity of deposits and the lifetime level of brain stimulation.
People who were the most cognitively active throughout their life, they had the least amyloid in their brains. So based on this association between greater cognitive activity and less amyloid, we think that these people will go on to have a reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease.
Keep in mind that the people in this study, many of them in their 70s and 80s, did not show any symptoms of Alzheimer's. Scientists are still trying to understand the connection between beta amyloid deposits in the brain and dementia. Aging and a family history of Alzheimer's are both considered risk factors, but we can't control those. Even if your brain hasn't been particularly active up till now, Landau says it's not too late to start ratcheting up your mental activities.
No, absolutely not. I think that cognitive stimulation is probably very beneficial at any age, but what our findings from this study show is that the more cognitively active you can be over the course of your lifespan, the better.
Landau says she and her colleagues plan to follow the volunteers in this study as they age to see whether there is a link between lifetime mental activity and Alzheimer's symptoms as some of them develop dementia in the years ahead. That may help the researchers better understand the relationship between stimulating mental activities, beta amyloid deposits, and dementia. Susan Landau's paper is published online by the Archives of Neurology, a journal of the American Medical Association. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.